I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No more waiting around for a ride. Now I can cruise where and when I want with the wind in my hair and the sun on my face. Get started at MyCityRides.org.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference. Like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help, offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get in the zone.
At AutoZone, we're here to help you keep life moving. And we've got your battery needs covered. Whether it's in the form of a free test or just a free charge, we can help you start strong. And if it's time for a replacement, we've got a full selection of batteries starting at just $79.99. That's why we're America's number one battery destination. Based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated Car Care Track 12 months ending December 2019.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Heard of the job? Dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
The sizzle is real this summer, and the weather won't be the only thing heating up, because right now, your chance to win red hot cash is heating up too, thanks to the new Red Hot Instant Games. So the next time you're out, why not pick one up? Then stay in, stay cool, and stay hot with Red Hot Instant Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, summer-escaping fun. Please play responsibly.
Yankee Doodle wanted fun for just a single dollar. Found a jackpot in the millions and began to holler. Lotto America, look it up! The prize is getting bigger. Mind the rules and play today and you could be a winner. Go to town on Lotto America and put the country's hardest working game to work for you. Lotto America, from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. BABBEL.com.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say play 92.9 ESPN.
Hey, Memphis, if your air conditioning is not keeping up with the Memphis heat, call Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air today. You can reach us at 624-1401. That's 624-1401.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
Riverset is a small batch rye whiskey crafted in Memphis, Tennessee, from the spirit of rock and roll. At 93 proof, every sip tells its own story. Join us in the Rye Rebellion and pour a glass of Riverset Rye. Cheers, y'all.
This is Mayor Jim Strickland. We have recently seen an increase in the number of COVID-19 cases in Memphis. We are now at a critical point in the fight against this virus. For months, you've heard me and the medical experts talk about the need to wear a mask and a social distance. But there are those in this community who, for whatever their reasons may be, are not taking this virus seriously. I'm here to tell you they should. You can't argue with the numbers. The choice is yours to put yourself and others at risk or to do the right thing. Wash your hands, practice social distancing, wear a mask when out in public, and please, if you have any symptoms, stay home from work and get tested. Testing is free and locations are available throughout the city. To save lives and to get this community back to work again, it's going to take each of us doing our part. Stay safe and stay strong.
Are you shopping for a new watch, an engagement ring, any kind of jewelry at all? What's up, Memphis? This is Jaren Jackson Jr. from the Grizzlies, encouraging you all to shop where I shop, Platinum Jewelers here in Memphis. Platinum Jewelers has a big selection of earrings, stockable rings, luxury watches, necklaces, bracelets, really whatever you need. They do custom jewelry and have two locations in the area. One is 545 Perkins Extended in East Memphis. The other is 9387 Poplar next to Fresh Market in Germantown. So if you need anything jewelry related, go to my spot,
now,
Platinum Jewelers.
Now is my time. Everybody rock with me because I'm up now. Took your girl and I'm scoring like I made the touchdown.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Pull up and I flood it with a iced out watch. Whip it look like butter, baby. Pecan drop. Pecan drop. Put that four in sun drop. Stack my knots. Count a lot. Saw a lot. Got on rocks. Diamond rocks. Whip the pot.
Look, I'm trying to get you top dollar. That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to get you top dollar for your home, trying to help you. And so the first thing you need to do is if you're putting your house on the market, putting your crib up for sale, then you need to get in touch with our friends at the Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts, because that's what they do. They specialize in getting you top dollar for your home. Jason thought he was about to take an L. Last night took an L. But the next day when he got to Live Love Memphis team, he bounced back because he didn't take an L on his house in Raleigh. They're going to get you top dollar for your home. Now is the time. Inventory is low, which actually helps your case. So want to get in touch with the Live Love Memphis team, email them info@livelovememphis.com.
Or you can call them up, 901-685-6000. Again, you're in time to find that pin, 685-6000. Really easy one to remember and a smart one to remember. John's talked about my case. Rodney's was much like mine. Had heard about Live Love on our show, but wasn't quite ready to sell. They met with him, obviously. Did reluctantly get him to meet with him. And after some made some final decisions before the listing, sold the house, got multiple offers in the first 48 hours, $25,000 more than he thought he could get them when he sat down with him, all worried like I was when I first called up Live Love. All worried. Stop doing the worrying. Get with the right group. It's the Live Love Memphis group at RE/MAX Experts. Again, 901-685-6000 or online at livelovememphis.com.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Brian Scalabrine's going to join us in just a little bit. But today I've got a piece up. I've tweeted it out at my other place. And I think it's worth your time. And I think it's worth the discussion, Jason. Basically, I took a deep dive into the Penny Hardaway era at the University of Memphis, the 1 cent era at the University of Memphis. Now, listen, a lot of this is stuff you guys already know, right? So, you know, that's the first thing is, you know, I would just say that some of this will not come as new information to you, the listener. But I don't also just write for the local audience. It's a national publication. So there are people,
national writer,
you know, there are people who read that and who have read it and were, you know, surprised to hear about some of the things that are going on at the University of Memphis. So let's just kind of 1 cent, 2 years going into year three. Let's sort of set the table. Let's set the score. Got the number one class in 2019. James Wiseman committed, highest ranked player to ever commit to the University of Memphis. Played just 3 games, and now he's the focus of an NCAA investigation that could very well cripple the program. Penny has won 43 games in 2 seasons, which is not bad, which is not a bad number. But he has not made an NCAA tournament appearance. He was unlikely to do that again this year. They were a six seed in the AAC tournament that was canceled because of the coronavirus pandemic. Two of his three original assistant coaching hires, Sam Mitchell and Mike Miller, are no longer with the team. Turnover can be a problem. It was for Josh. Josh never kind of found a stable staff. You know, you look around, a lot of the successful programs have consistency. You're going to have assistants who get jobs. That's good. That's a good thing. But you don't want to be churning one a year. Yeah. You know,
his first, to your point, his first staff probably is most stable.
I agree.
With Jack Willis and Cyprian. You know, and then once that
was his best staff.
It was constantly, you were constantly flipping after those guys went out. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think there were things those guys did. But he did have some good staffs. But the problem was, it was just like Luke Walton was in and out. Jimmy Williams was in and out. You know,
half year hires.
Jason Gardner was in and out. I mean, and
year hire.
Yeah. I mean, you need consistency. You know, Tony Matlock's obviously his right hand man, which is good. It's good to have the guy that on that staff that you trust and is consistent. But you don't want too much turnover beyond that. Penny's entering his third year. He does not have a contract extension. David Rudd assured us on this show that he will be getting one. He's going to be the University of Memphis basketball coach. And none of this is to suggest that Penny is in danger or should be in danger of losing his job. We know what Penny is and what he represents. And he has transformed that athletic department. The money came back. The interest came back. He reinvigorated this community. And a year ago, they were the talk of college basketball. But I do think we have to be honest about it and say that this has not been what Penny expected when he got back into this, or when he got into this at all, when he came back to his alma mater. You know, I mean, this has been tough. There's been a lot of adversity for them since Penny came back. And, you know, when you think back to what he said the day that he took the job, he was very clear. He said he's not going to be patient about this. He said he is not wired that way. He is not built that way. He is going to go for it all or nothing at all. And
I think that's been the key to his approach with Musa.
Yeah, exactly. And so here sort of is the backdrop as we enter year three, whenever that is. Mm-hmm. Every successful coach at Memphis has made the NCAA tournament by year three, by the end of year three. It's happened every time. Gene Bartow did it in year two. Dana Kirk made it year three. Larry Finch would have taken his team to the tournament his first year, but he had a postseason ban, so it was year two. Mm-hmm. Cal made the tournament his third year.
Okay.
Josh made it his second year. So every successful coach at the University of Memphis, and yes, I'm considering Josh as successful because he did make the tournament 4 years in a row. I mean, it ended badly.
Oh, it's absolute success.
Yeah.
Especially how long you've been out.
Yeah, exactly. I think we probably took that for granted. Now, again, different league, right? But still. So the truth of the matter is every successful coach makes it by year three. Now, there is some context there. You know, Pastner inherited a program that was rolling. And so it was a little bit easier for him, you know, to just keep it propped up, right? Penny took over a program that was absolutely in the dumps, you know. But the truth about college basketball is, because it ain't like Cal took over a good one, truth about college basketball is you can turn it around very quickly. That's why Tubby Smith got fired, because they did not have faith that he would do that. And they thought that Penny would. And in some ways, again, Penny has. But anyway, in terms of getting Memphis back to where Penny wanted it to be, I think there are four things that he needs to do. There are four things that he needs to do.
I'm all ears.
In order to ensure, you know, that he gets Memphis back to, you know, its former glories. One of those things, and I think is probably the most important, is to really lock back in and refocus locally.
It's a point we've touched on.
You know, Penny came to Memphis. He wanted to get the best and the brightest. He didn't care where they're from. Obviously, yes, he was going to focus on Memphis in a way that, you know, Tubby was being shunned by the locals, and Josh too there at the end. But he looked at it as, we can go national, and they have, and they did. I mean, they're still involved with Chet Holmgren in 2021. You know, some other guys around the country. But, you know, in 2019, they went and got Precious. They got Lester Quinones. They got Boogie Ellis. They tried it again in 2020. That same approach didn't really prioritize Matthew Morrell. And we can sort of parse why they did or didn't, but it was a choice they made.
Yeah, they made that choice.
They didn't prioritize Matthew Morrell. They went after instead Jalen Green.
You don't have to when you feel like you're going to get Jalen Green.
Right. And they struck out. They struck out on Jalen Green. They struck out on Greg Brown. They struck out on Devin Askew. They struck out on Jaden Springer. And it just wasn't a success from a national perspective in 2020 the way it was in 2019. And the thing about Memphis and what's worked in Memphis for so long and why it's the job it is because you don't have to do that. You don't have to go outside of your city and your backyard to get players. You can Memphis talent's always going to be there for you. Most years, you can always at least count on one dude. Mm-hmm. You know, in 2021, you know, you got Kennedy Chandler. Even though he's not in Memphis anymore, he's still a Memphis kid, born and raised here. Jonathan Lawson, you know, the kid Jaylen Brown out there at Wooddale. Dallin Coleman's
in Florida.
Yeah, but
Memphis
he's from Memphis.
Right.
You know, so the ties are there. I think it's important to really lock back in locally. I mean, Musa Cisse is in Memphis, so to me that counts, right? You get him, that counts as locking down Memphis. You look back at 1985, all but one guy on that team was from Memphis or West Memphis. You look back at when Penny took the team to the Elite Eight in 1992, basically all of his teammates that were contributing on that team, other than David Vaughn, were from Memphis or West Tennessee. Cal, we know, was a little bit more judicious about who he took, but he still had Antonio Burks. He still had Andre Allen. He still had Jeremy Hunt. He still had Sean Williams. And these guys carried him at times. So he still, you know, dipped into Memphis and took advantage of Memphis because that's what you can do. And so I think that's one. Take your shots at guys where you feel like you have an in nationally, but really refocus locally.
I think it's the best formula. You can go back to the old days of having those, you know, mostly Memphis, those Memphis-centric rosters. There was one point I remember with Josh where specifically he had five Memphis starters, and that meant something. And yep. Because it always has when you have, you know, Memphis blood playing those spots over at that school. But I've always thought that the best formula is to do what you're saying, go back to locking down Memphis, getting the top guys you want, but then having the ability to go out nationally, be able to reach out and touch some guys there and have a nice little mix.
Right.
The thing about those old Memphis centric teams, the ones, you know, Kirk had, Finch eventually had too, if you've got all Memphis now, it's different in terms of coaching an all Memphis squad, because then you got the all Memphis folks that come with that all Memphis squad.
Yep.
And look, you're going to have problems with parents or the hangers on or the crews, all these guys. But when it's all Memphis, it gets louder.
Yep.
Ask Joe Jackson. Like it was constant for him in terms of the buzz. Hey, you should be doing this, or he ain't doing this for you, or why don't you think about transferring all that? When you've got all Memphis on that, it can get loud. I'm not saying it can't be done, because it has been here.
Yep.
But you got to have a strong coach to do it that way, to be able to filter some of that mess out in terms of what these kids are hearing. And it's only more pronounced in this day and age with social media and all that in terms of the pressure these kids face, specifically Memphis ones, to do well there. So go back to that point.
Yep.
Sure, you can get it done with all Memphis, but I've always thought best formula now, and I think Cal was the best example of this, was to have a nice little mix there. And you always want, to John's point about going back, you want Memphis kids in that program because it's always going to mean more. Hell, it's the reason that Penny Hardaway is there right now.
Yep.
Because of what that program means to him. He didn't need this. Guy's a millionaire. You see, everything that comes with it now is us, you know, whether it's you know, applauding him for getting Musa Cisse, or criticizing him, in my case, for last year, thinking you could have got a little bit more done, even though inexperienced.
Right.
I thought with the turnover issues, the talent issue, they could have been a little bit better than they were. Either way, Penny didn't need being judged every day as a
right.
college basketball coach. You think he's good or not? We've seen cousins are literally shooting other cousins over this stuff.
Yep.
He didn't need that. And so to that point, it matters to him because it's what he was born out of. It's the program that courses through his veins in terms of the blood. And so it's always going to mean more to Memphis kids, and that's why you always want to have that door open. And why, with the last coach,
yep.
I think it was so offensive to many fans to hear.
But next to that, it is departure.
Memphis kid, right. Well, Memphis kids don't necessarily want to play anymore. It's been the lifeblood of the program for generations. And
yes.
So I'm with you and have said as much, and I think Jonathan Lawson's recruitment is evidence of that.
100%.
That Penny is with 100%. You on that,
yep.
that you want to lock down the best guys
100%.
Here. Always want that base to be able to fall back on
yep.
when you need it, that talent base.
Moving on down the sort of checklist that I've got here for 1 cent. He's got an open position, and I would like to see him hire a grinder. I would like to see him get away from the NBA glitz and glam. I would like to see him focus less on telling the story of the NBA and focus on telling the story of Penny and Memphis basketball. Because in the end, that's what will sustain. That's what will last. He's enough. Penny is enough. Penny doesn't need Mike Miller. Penny doesn't need Sam Mitchell. Penny doesn't need anybody else to help him tell an NBA story because nobody lived it like he did. He's the one with the lifetime contract. He's the one with his own shoe. He's the one who was a four-time NBA All-Star. So he doesn't need anybody else to sort of reinforce his credibility in that arena. What Penny really needs is a guy, and this is even sort of what Leonard Draper said, is someone who can do some legwork, someone who's going to go out there and be willing to work and who's got context. He said he kind of needs, the next Larry Finch. When Larry Finch joined Dana's staff, he needs that next assistant, somebody who can, maybe a younger guy. But, I just am less convinced that Penny needs to go that route anymore. I kind of would like to see him get somebody, because he got Toppert from the NBA. So mm-hmm. I think Toppert sort of represents that. I think you need a guy that's been in the trenches in college and who's going to bust his ass and help you with scheduling and help you get those things done. And, mm-hmm. And you may disagree, but I just think Penny represents enough of the NBA on his own. I don't think he needs it from anybody else.
Well, you don't have to – again, the proof's in the pudding now, especially once, we all think Precious is going to be a lottery pick.
Right.
We think
exactly.
James is going to be a lot. So this whole sales, hey, we can be an NBA factory, essentially.
You are.
Now you are.
Yeah.
And you got another shot at it, I would tell you, with the players you've got on the roster right now. DJ Jeffries, and then obviously Musa Cissé.
Yep.
So you've got another shot to keep that going. So I'm in full agreement with you that you don't have to keep pushing, campaigning NBA.
Right.
That to have that you are NBA, you are that so far
in the
with
form
what you've done
of this hire. You know what I mean?
Right, like, right. You've got enough of that already.
Exactly.
You've already got that story.
And NBA
that story's
guys,
been written.
It's such a roll of the dice, right? Like you just don't know. Like you don't know, are they going to work hard? Do they really want to get out there and recruit? Like. To me, it's just not – I would just rather dip into somebody who I know is proven at this level and really wants to do this job.
I mean, it sounds like what you're saying that's going to be around for a while.
Yes, I would like – yes.
About it, the priority level, you saying, having some consistency there sounds like a guy that you want.
Well, because you're
well, that – again, you go out that takes off a layer of assist to me because, again, the hottest ones, right, and we talked about now – with COVID and all that, the movement's been slow anyway.
Right.
But the hottest ones, John, it's going to be with you 2 years before they're ready to, they're ready for another.
If somebody leaves for a head coaching job, that's one thing, right? I just am hesitant to try to go the NBA route again. And because you'd have to say, the Sam Mitchell thing, it didn't really work. I mean, Penny, he relieved Sam of his duties after 1 year and Mike left after two. And, it did produce a number one class. But, I feel like that's, Mike never planned to be here for longer than 2 years. You know what I mean? Like, I would like to have a guy, yes, I want him to have professional aspirations beyond being my assistant, but I also want a guy who I know, he's going to be able to help me, on a more sort of expansive timeline than a year or two.
I want you to go to the next couple of points because we got to get but I would ask you, so you've changed on – remember, at one point, you and I were looking at each other in the eye and saying that if you've got to hire a guy for 1 year to get Musa, you
yes.
do that.
Well, no. If you're not going to go that route, I would definitely be in favor of that. If that guarantees Musa, but
I think ideally we both wanted this guy, the guy
yes.
you're talking about, is going to be around for a while.
Yes.
But we both were willing point to do it if it was a
yes.
1 year deal to get
yes.
whoever you needed to get Musa.
That idea has seriously been considered. I am told. I don't know if it's going to happen. I don't know what the timeline of that was or if it's going to happen. But I can tell you that it was definitely discussed and it was potentially very serious. And we'll see where it goes from here. Couple more before we get to Brian Scalabrine. I think this one is very important. Don't change. Don't change who you are. Even though there is sort of external pressure to win more.
To deliver.
Yeah, don't change what you say and how you carry yourself. Be that guy, man. Like, that's who you are. Be that dude. Be the dude who's going to tell Rick Barnes to get the F out of here. Say how you feel because that's how you became you. But deliver, like you said. The results have to match sort of the bravado. The bravado is why I think a lot of these kids are attracted to Penny, that gravitate to him because they're players and they sort of carry themselves the same way. Penny is such an intriguing personality because, A, he's genuine. This is who he is. Mm-hmm. He doesn't care about how you perceive him talking. He doesn't care about, you know, what path you think he should have taken.
Well, it's a good quality to have for a college basketball coach. Absolutely. With you, because you'll see some others that care too much.
And it helps him stand out in a world of old white dudes. Like, I mean, it just is. His path was different. Don't shy away from that. Embrace that. Don't change the way that you speak or act. Just win more. You know, I mean, like, that's all you got to do. But don't change sort of the way that you carry yourself sort of in the public, because I actually think that's a big reason why Memphis is the brand it is under Penny Hardaway, because of who he is. And then finally, and this is one that's sort of out of his control, but I think is as important as any of them, hope for mercy from the NCAA and from the IARP. You know, this is something I think it looms as large, if not larger, than Moose's decision tomorrow. Because we know what Moose is doing tomorrow. We don't know what the IARP is going to do. And we know the score. The Memphis says that there's no way in hell that Penny was giving James Wiseman family money to come to Memphis. That was to win a state title at East. And it's a damn good case, and it's true. There's no way Penny could have orchestrated all of that. It's just their job to convince the IARP to see it that way as well. Because if they don't, it could mean long-term trouble for Penny Hardaway and the University of Memphis. If they do sort of look at it with an empathetic eye, through an empathetic lens, and to me, a logical lens and a reasonable lens, then Memphis will be fine, and they'll probably get a slap on the wrist, and we can move on with our lives. But if they decide to do this punitively and they decide to see it sort of not that way, then I think we could be talking about penalties for Memphis that take years to recover from.
What they would have to understand to get there, that kid wasn't going anywhere near Memphis with who the coach was here at the time.
100%.
They're gonna have to be willing to grasp that, you know. And I don't know if they're going to be. You know, that it's you can boil it down to brass tacks of what they want to. That, oh no, well, we claim Booster, so any payment, if he ever once hoped the kid, then that's, you know, would go to Memphis, or if there's any possibility, even though you and I and most folks that follow this program know there was no chance of that, and that money, you know, it could not have been intended for that.
Yeah.
Because Penny wouldn't think the kid would touch Memphis. Yep. With who was there at the time. So, again, we don't need to go back through that, but I just wonder how willing the committee is going to be to listen to that, to grasp that fact, because, again, at the base of it, all this can get thrown out if you understand that.
Yep.
If you because then the spirit of the thing,
yep,
you understand it then. Penny wasn't directing that kid to Memphis,
yep,
as a booster, as the rule.
Absolutely. I mean, there's just
That's what the rule's there for.
Yeah. So I would wrap it up like this. Penny is going to have the time to accomplish what he wants to accomplish. He's a favorite son of the city. You know, and I do think landing Musa, like we talked about, in the midst of the sort of lost recruiting class would really go a long way and just sort of, you know, restoring some of that momentum that's been squandered. But in order for that to happen, in order for him to take the team farther, or at least to the same level that he could when he was wearing the Memphis State uniform, he's going to have to adjust that original plan. I think he's got to alter. He's got to adjust. That's what good coaches do. The plan's going to look a little different than he thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
And after six straight seasons without a tournament appearance for this program, you're teetering on irrelevancy. The program depends on it. The program depends on him sort of tweaking, adjusting, maybe, you know, strategically recruiting who we invest resources in, things like that, hires. That's what we talked about. You know, these are a very critical few months for Memphis basketball under Penny Hardaway. And I think, you know, he's proven that when he locks in on these kids, he can get it done. But it's a fascinating look, you know.
Thorough breakdown of it, my man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. I mean, it's not anything that, you know, we didn't know here in Memphis, but you know, it is when you sort of like put it all out there on the table, you know,
look.
It's interesting. All right, we'll come back. Brian Schuyler Breen's going to join us. We will talk to him about the bubble, about the NBA, and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The sizzle is real this summer, and the weather won't be the only thing heating up, because right now your chance to win red hot cash is heating up too, thanks to the new Red Hot Instant Games. So the next time you're out, why not pick one up? Then stay in, stay cool, and stay hot with Red Hot Instant Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, summer-escaping fun. Please play responsibly.
Yankee Doodle wanted fun for just a single dollar. Found a jackpot in the millions and began to holler. Lotto America, look it up! The prize is getting bigger. Mind the rules and play today and you could be a winner. Go to town on Lotto America and put the country's hardest working game to work for you. Lotto America from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
The National Constitution Center serves as America's leading platform for constitutional education and debate. Through its museum in historic Philadelphia, just steps from where the Constitution was signed, and its online interactive Constitution, the center brings together people of all ages and perspectives to learn about, debate, and celebrate the greatest vision of human freedom in history, the U.S. Constitution. For podcasts, live programs, constitutional news, and educational resources, visit ConstitutionCenter.org.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. BABBEL.com.
Making popcorn for movie night?
Whoa, who are you?
This is your wake-up call from TracFone Wireless. What if every time you tried a new streaming service, you had to buy a new TV?
That'd be ridiculous.
Yeah, some wireless companies do that when you switch, make you buy a new phone.
Right.
But TracFone Wireless lets you keep your phone and your number and your network and gives you unlimited talk and text starting at $20 a month.
Seriously, who are you?
This is your wake-up call, people. TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control. Oh, you're burning it.
Oh, no.
Available at major retailers. See terms and conditions at TracFone.com.
Think about this little bicycle bell. It may seem small, but it comes from a small business, one of thousands on eBay, powered by millions of people, all working to get you exactly what you want. That's no small thing. That's everything. Get your thing on eBay.
Injured? Dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
She fill my mind up with ideas. I'm the highest in the room. Hope I make it out of here. She saw my eyes, she know I'm gone.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. And as promised, ESRadio.com sports insider Brian Scalabrini. Insider calls brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oils made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Catch them on Scallop House on radio.com. It's a must listen, a must watch for all NBA fans. And he joins us now. Scal, what's up, man? Appreciate the time.
Hey, anytime, guys. You know you guys are my guys.
Yeah, it's
appreciate you.
Good to have you. Good to have you on. So a lot to get to today. Where are you just sort of from a mentality and a perspective on how the NBA so far is doing inside the bubble?
I think they're doing pretty well. I know there's been some late arrivals. I think there's more people that got the COVID-19 virus than previously expected. You saw the two guys, like that two guys that got tested when they were in their 2 days of quarantine and got hit. That's a little scary because more than likely they had the virus. They flew with their teams on the way down there, but and somehow, somewhere along, whether it was on the plane or the day before or whatever it is, them getting tested, that was a little concerning for me at first. But it seems like the NBA, and you got to think about it, this virus seems to be out of control in the sense the CDC doesn't really know what's going on. Like it seems like politicians don't know what's going on. Doctors don't really know what's going on. But the NBA, for whatever information they have, they seem to have a good grasp on what this is and trying to contain it. I'm only saying that so far, because it's a couple of days in. We'll see how it continues to play out.
Does all the attention that Caboclo leaving, you know, Rashawn Holmes walks out to crosses the line to get some food or whatever, do you think that makes it less likely that guys are going to make at least the mistake portions of it? You know, that the all the attention that it's gotten. I mean, these have been big headlines. Now those guys have got to go back into, or at least in Rashawn's case, he goes back into quarantine. Do you think those coming out early make it less likely that we'll have mistakes like that?
Yeah, so I can't believe those guys did that, because from what I understand, the NBA, and listen, I've been a part of these things, and I've been a part of these team meetings, and when there's something to emphasize, and I'll tell you, the NBA players are the best when people say, these are the three things we're going to focus on today. During that time, I'm sure the guy said, listen, there is no leaving your room no matter what.
Right.
You can't order food. You can't go pick it up. You can't see a delivery guy. Those guys just probably thought, I don't know, either A, they lost their minds at that time, or B, they probably thought, like, then no one would catch me. But I heard the NBA is doing an unbelievable job of driving home what this is. Because think about it. It's 108 pages of rules. Mm-hmm. And the rules are throughout the whole entire tournament, or we call it a tournament, the playoffs. But what reality is, like, you just got to follow each individual rule day by day. Like, okay, when we go to a game, you can't do this. So it's just a few rules at a time, even though there's 108 pages of them, and that's for if anything were to come up. But I'm sure those guys are going to be in their rooms 10 days and feeling like they let their teammates down.
Yeah, we're talking to Brian Scalabrine, Radio.com Sports NBA NBA insider here on the show. In terms of the activities, I mean, listen, nobody's under the impression that this is ideal or perfect, but, like, I don't know, have you seen some of the videos? I mean, J.J. Redick and Myers Leonard are shotgunning beers. I feel like you'd be right at home, you know, in the bubble right now, Scal. Like, maybe they're just making the best of it, but it doesn't look that bad. Like, I think I might do it.
Yeah, I mean, we would all love to go to, like, fantasy camp, right? That's what that is. Like, I would take that over what my normal life is day in and day out. And I know, like, guys are complaining about the food and stuff like that, but, like, they have, like, you're basically waiting on hand and foot. You get whatever you want. You have activities. You have golf. You have this. You have that. So I don't know, man. Especially in today's day and age, like, the guys complaining, it's kind of it makes them feel a little disconnected to, like, what's really going on in the world right now. But I would have no problem being down there. Of course, I would miss my family, but it's all part of it. And, you know, like, I was just around my family for the last 5 months straight. So, you know, they can use some time away from me.
You concerned at all yet about Houston? Now, I realize I don't think any of us are picking. Well, some might be. Some have picked them as a dark horse. But not many of us picking them as the champion when this thing is crowned. But are you concerned at all the fact that, you know, obviously we had the announcement, Westbrook announces he's got coronavirus, but Harden's not there yet. I think Luke Mbamute is not there yet. The fact that they're not there, are you concerned yet? They still got plenty of time to sort of get it together and be fine coming out.
I think they got a lot of time. I know NBA players, it doesn't take them very long when you're already in shape. It's not like like me, I'm 42. It's like if I wanted the road back to the NBA, it would be like a six-month journey for me. Like, all these guys stayed in really good shape. So the one thing I don't understand is if you get the coronavirus once, does that mean you can't get it again? I'm not sure about that or not. So, you know, like, I wonder how many guys on the teams have already picked it up and now they're clear, per se, or not. But I like Houston a lot. I'm not concerned about anything going on right now. I'm really not even concerned about how Houston plays in those seeding games, which are eight games, you know, to start this whole thing. I would only be concerned about the matchups that Houston has, and I don't think that they should. I think they should do whatever it takes to not match up with the Los Angeles Clippers in the first round. I think you want to push that off as much as you can.
Yeah.
You know, with Rondo being out, like, I'd much rather play the Lakers in the second round than even the Clippers in the second round, because you might get four or five games. Remember, they already don't have Avery Bradley and they don't have Rajon Rondo for a couple games in that second round. I think I'd be looking at that path versus playing the Clippers with these guys. Like, we were hoping that the Clippers, with the injury history of Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, you hope that somewhere down the road those guys wear out. You know, like, you wouldn't want to get them fresh off the beat, you know, the first round, and all of a sudden these guys are chomping at the bit to get after it.
How deep, I guess, can their style take them? And maybe the style isn't small ball, Brian. Maybe it's having two superstars and you get Harden and Westbrook both going and you can do anything. But are you a believer in that small ball can make a decent long push here and maybe even give the Clippers a push?
I think the Clippers are going to be tough, but I am a believer in the small ball. And I tell you what else I'm a believer in. I think James Harden in the past, if you just look at his playoff performances and you start looking at his games played, minutes played throughout the NBA season, the guy's a hooper, man. He's always out there. He's always playing. He's always getting buckets. I get it. Like, a lot of people don't like his style. I don't necessarily like his style either, but he's out there. So this break for him, it looks like he's in great shape. There's no way he was quarantined. Like, he was in the gym working, because I know he's like a workaholic. So I'm assuming that James Harden is going to be really good, almost borderline special. Maybe at the end of this whole thing, a lot of people would argue, like, man, James Harden was the best player here at this playoffs. for this. Because I just think he's going to be fresh.
Yeah.
All those other years of him playing,
it's true.
I just think he's been worn out. And I know the commitment he's put on his body the last couple years. He's never missed a weight workout. He's just so much more committed to the game. So I wonder if he's not going to have those. I just feel like he's not going to have those. Remember in San Antonio where he looked like he was just lost out there? Mm-hmm. That they lost games. I think it was game six. I don't think he's going to have that. So because I believe in Harden, and I do believe that the isolation small ball does kind of circle around James Harden if he's special, then I think the Houston Rockets are going to be a tough out. I think the Clippers have the bodies to throw at Harden and Westbrook, but everybody else, man, they just I don't think they have the perimeter defenders to guard those guys.
In terms of the actual quality of basketball, like, what are you expecting? Are you expecting this to look sort of like that lockout season? You know, when it was a shortened season, and you know, obviously, it you know, they weren't just working out all the time and in game shape by the time it resumed. Like, what do you sort of expect in terms of the quality of basketball when this does resume?
Yeah, I think it's different now. You have to understand. I think when that happened, you had the shortened season. Like, the workout culture has shifted, but it's not like it is now.
Yeah.
Everybody trains. Everybody has a personal trainer and also an individual basketball guy. There's four or five sports scientists on every team. So, like, the levels of what they've gone to as far as, like, the body maintenance, what they eat, all that stuff, is so different than we talked about the shotgun beer of, you know, J.J. Redick shotgunning beers, but most of these guys are so locked into their diets and stuff like that. I don't expect them to, like, I don't expect the injuries to be like what everyone talked about. I don't expect that. I do expect the first eight games to be just like the kind of preseason. If you ever watch preseason basketball, it's kind of disgusting at times, but it's like everyone's timing is off. No one knows when they're going to get their shots and stuff like that. But I do believe when the playoffs start, there'll be some dismissals of teams that are not very good early. And I'm mostly talking about 7 and 8 in the Eastern Conference. And then second round comes, it's going to be, I think, high level basketball. Because another thing about the playoffs in the normally is you have a million distractions. You have travel. You got to get your mom, your cousin, your friend, whatever. Everyone wants playoff tickets. You're balancing all that, and then you're going out there and playing. There's media obligation. There's not nearly as much other commitments to basketball, or I'm sorry, outside of basketball in this bubble. So these guys can all focus in. There's no travel. There's a lot of things that are taken away. I think it's going to make the basketball better from the second round on.
What would Brian Scalabrine have in the bubble to keep that sanity? I've seen where a lot of guys got their PS4s, a lot of guys got their wine cases down there. Heck, I even think people covering it. Mark Spears from the Undefeated, he's taking his PS4 down there, but he forgot the cord. Are you a wine man, Brian? What would you need? Is it beers with Redick? Like, what would you need in the room to make sure you've got your sanity at all times?
I don't know what's going on with if they have a, you know, like, I'm a big, and the biggest part about the quarantine that's affected me is I'm a big sauna guy. Like, I love the sauna. I go in there for 35 minutes straight before my workout and another 25 minutes after my workout, and I just sit in there. I just wait for people to just tap out. And I don't know if that's allowed anymore with the whole, like, you know, being in a small room with no airflow or anything like that. So I wouldn't bring a sauna, even though I heard that you can get portable saunas. I'm not down for that. They're kind of weird. But I think that's what I would miss the most. If I could figure out a way to get a sauna or even have my own personal sauna sessions at these places, that's what I would want to do more than anything else. So I like to love to eat, love my iPad on the road, and I love like working out and jumping in the sauna. If I had to go that many months without a sauna, I'd be a miserable person. But I had to do that during quarantine. My gym shut down, no sauna at the spot. I'm really kicking myself for not getting one installed before this whole thing started.
We always ask you about the bubble, the NBA. You played college basketball. What do you think the chances are that we're having a college basketball season, or you're looking at it now where maybe this is something that happens in the spring. It, you know, my colleague here, John, and I both felt like they're not going to miss another March Madness and that revenue opportunity. You'd be talking about really hurting the NCAA if you missed that for a second straight season. Just your thoughts on whether we'll be able to have, with everything the country's going through, a college basketball year this year.
I think it's a very polarizing topic.
It is.
Because you, in one sense, this thing was getting out of control and everything stopped. And then everyone told us and everyone told me, and I was like, why are we stopping? Like, are we going to have to figure this thing out? And everyone told me, oh, it'll be fine. This will go away, mm-hmm. and then we'll be back and everything will be normal. So then we start up again and everything is back to how it was before. So are we going to go back into hiding again? Are we going to, like, live our life? Is it going to be college basketball, college football with mask on? I don't know. So I would love to see all things go back to normal. I'm just not sure, like who's making these calls and what information is correct and incorrect. So I think I actually heard the NBA is thinking about pushing the NBA season off until February or March to have a better chance of getting a vaccine where we can have, because the NBA just doesn't feel like it's profitable without having those fans. Right. And you know what? You watch the NBA. Can you imagine a January game in like where you guys are just going through the motions, and we see it a lot of times. With no fans, that'd be so disappointing to watch. So I want to get the fans back out there. I want everything to go back to normal. I just have no idea who's making all these calls.
Yeah, no, it's a hell of a thing to have to figure out, no question about it. And you just hope that we have more information at our disposal at the least. At best, you know, something that we can treat this thing with, or a vaccine. So, hey, Scout, man, we appreciate
always
the time,
appreciate
as
time,
always,
brother.
Man. Thanks.
You got it, guys. Talk to you later.
Yep. He is Radio.com Sports NBA Insider. Brian Scalabrini, Insider Calls, always brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oil is made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Catch them on Scalin Pals on radio.com. All right, we will come back and wrap it up on a Tuesday. Jason and John, 90s Turn FM, ESPN.
Hey, I'm here with Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spinsdorf Realtors. Sheldon, I've heard you're probably one of the worst golfers in town.
Steve, I don't know where you heard that. I play golf weekly with a great group of guys. There's five of us, and I have to ride alone in a cart in the second tee time. I know they like to do that so I can keep my concentration.
Yeah, that sounds about right. But I hear as bad as your golf is, your marketing skill in real estate is phenomenal. What do I hear people in town say? When you want the job done, call Shell Dunn.
Steve, I'm all into the real estate business and have been for a long time. I'm a firm believer that before people list their home, they should always talk to 2 to 3 brokers. Make sure I'm one of them. I've got a heck of a good strategic marketing program with Shell Bucks Options.
So you'd rather sell homes than play golf, huh?
Heck yeah. Sellers don't make me sit in a cart by myself. Want to talk? Call or email me at 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. That's 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now and
go Tigers!
America is a great big country.
Filled with all kinds of different people.
Young.
Old.
City people.
Country folk.
And everything in between.
And every one of us matters.
So we all should count, right?
That's why the 2020 Census
wants to make sure we're all counted.
Why is it so important?
Because the Census helps inform how hundreds of billions of dollars will be spent each year for things like
new roads,
health clinics,
even more school programs.
It also decides your state's congressional representation.
It's just too important to miss.
So be counted and make sure
your neighborhood counts. Your family counts. Take the 2020 Census.
Take the 2020 Census.
Come on, take the 2020 Census. And make sure you count. Complete the census online, by phone, or by mail. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
The best radio stations in America live on radio.com. Atlanta's V103, number one for hip-hop and R&B. The world-famous 106.7 KROQ, LA and Orange County's alternative. Chicago's finest rock, 93 XRT. Alice at 97.3 with the Bay Area's best music and lots more. Find them and listen to what you want when you want on radio.com, on your desktop, smart speakers, or the free radio.com app.
Do you need help marketing your business? Then call me, Joe Lackey. I've been in marketing in Memphis for over 30 years. Let me work with you and create a complete marketing plan helping to reach your objectives. Give me a call at 901-384-4255. 901-384-5846. That's 901-384-5846. Let's team up now and let me provide you unmatched service as we work together to help grow your business. Joe Lackey, Intercom Memphis, your rep for 2020.
Hey, Memphis, if your air conditioning is not keeping up with the Memphis heat, call Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air today. You can reach us at 624-1401. That's 624-1401.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference. Like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help. Offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Need a job? The Wing Guru's expanded and needs great employees. Join the fastest growing franchise in the Mid-South. For scholarship assistance and to apply, visit thewingguru.com.
This is Mayor Jim Strickland. We have recently seen an increase in the number of COVID-19 cases in Memphis. We are now at a critical point in the fight against this virus. For months, you've heard me and the medical experts talk about the need to wear a mask and a social distance. But there are those in this community who, for whatever their reasons may be, are not taking this virus seriously. I'm here to tell you they should. You can't argue with the numbers. The choice is yours to put yourself and others at risk or to do the right thing. Wash your hands, practice social distancing, wear a mask when out in public, and please, if you have any symptoms, stay home from work and get tested. Testing is free and locations are available throughout the city. To save lives and to get this community back to work again, it's going to take each of us doing our part. Stay safe and stay strong.
Need a drink? Well, I recommend getting one with Riverset Rye Whiskey. I've been telling you about Riverset, my friends over there, for the last couple of months now because, listen, they make the best rye whiskey in the Mid-South. It's made right here in Memphis. So when you pick up a bottle of Riverset Rye, you know you are supporting locally. You are drinking locally. I just got another batch yesterday just in time. Every time I have friends over, socially distanced, they love it. It is the go-to. It's my go-to whiskey. It needs to be yours as well. Only $29.99 wherever fine liquors are sold. You're not going to be able to beat that. Trust me, especially when you consider the taste. It's smooth, exactly what you expect in a rye whiskey. So go get it, a bottle today wherever fine liquors are sold. You can drink it neat. You can drink it on the rocks. Make a cocktail with it. Lots of different ways you can go. I'm not going to tell you which way to go. You got all the options there with Riverset Rye Whiskey. So go against the current. Join the Rye Revolution today. Pick up a bottle of Riverset Rye Whiskey today.
Hey, listeners, it's Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control. I'd like to welcome you to Exceptional Service and find out why your friends and neighbors think we're a five-star company. While you're going out of town for the holidays, let us take care of all the pests that survive the winter. We can take care of spiders, ants, roaches, crickets, everything in between, even termites. Yes, termites. Give us a call today at 388-0852. That's 388-0852. Or check us out on the web at inman-murphy.com.
Are you shopping for a new watch, an engagement ring, any kind of jewelry at all? What's up, Memphis? This is Jaren Jackson Jr. from the Grizzlies, encouraging you all to shop where I shop, Platinum Jewelers here in Memphis. Platinum Jewelers has a big selection of earrings, stockable rings, luxury watches, necklaces, bracelets, really whatever you need. They do custom jewelry and have two locations in the area. One is 545 Perkins Extended in East Memphis. The other is 9387 Poplar next to Fresh Market in Germantown. So if you need anything jewelry related, go to my spot, Platinum Jewelers.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
I call your name. I don't want people to know you're in here. How you feel, fella? Hey, yeah!
getting down. Look at him. Ha. We're gonna have a bunk good time. 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 Now take him up, Fred.
Guess what's going on over at Robert Irwin Jewelers, Jason?
I got a pretty good idea.
That's right. The summer of 1,000 engagements. This is the perfect time for you to get over there. If you've been thinking about popping the question, if you know that is something that you're going to have to do, if she's put that clock on you, get on over to Robert Irwin Jewelers because Howie's got the best deals in the city. You already know he offers the best financing deals in the city, like 12-month deferred interest, or you can take up to 60 months to pay. But you're also getting 20 to 40% off all engagement rings. You spend $14.99 or more, you get a free wedding band. The diamonds are always bigger. The diamonds are always brighter. So head on over to Robert Irwin Jewelers, summer of 1,000 engagement sales, and get that ring.
You're already going to get the best price in town, just like John told you. 20 to 40% off all engagement rings during the summer of 1,000 engagements. Secondly, though, you're going to have a man you can trust and a jeweler you can trust for life. And Howie over at Robert Irwin Jewelers, and you need that. Don't be a fool like me and go to a big box store. You go back, the person that sold you the ring ain't even there. Why not make it a lifetime relationship? And you should on purchases like this that are so important. And Howie's there for you. His whole team over at Robert Irwin Jewelers is there for you. And like we said, plenty of options, 12 months deferred interest, or you can take up to 60 months to pay at a low APR. To the point, most jewelers trying to get the most they can get out of you. It's about getting your dollar. Howie's trying to make it special for you. And that's why it's different over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. All five Robert Irwin locations or online, they're doing it at rijewelers.com. It's a summer of 1,000 engagements.
We've been talking all day about Musa Cisse and his decision tomorrow. Should be a good day for the University of Memphis. Everybody collectively in the city has been waiting on that decision, and tomorrow is the culmination of that wait. So Musa Cisse announced tomorrow at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock Memphis time, and we'll be breaking that down tomorrow. And we'll be waiting. So
how you feel about that new Ford Bronco?
Oh man, I thought it was a Cybertruck. I said,
look at the way
we're getting a Bronco. That thing looks amazing.
Shook up the world yesterday.
It's like a Jetson car, man.
Everybody's talking about it.
It is. You can get it for like $35,000. You know, so
you can get it for cheaper than that.
Something to aspire to. Roll up in a Bronco. How you doing? It's Wednesday.
It's a good look.
Gina, I'm Jeffrey, up next. Don't miss. Thanks to all our guests who joined us on the show today. Thanks to Ronnie Salisbury. Thanks to Anthony Stain. And thanks to Brian Scalabrini. Gina, I'm Jeffrey, up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're going.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say play 92.9 ESPN.
This is Mayor Jim Strickland. We have recently seen an increase in the number of COVID-19 cases in Memphis. We are now at a critical point in the fight against this virus. For months, you've heard me and the medical experts talk about the need to wear a mask and a social distance. But there are those in this community who, for whatever their reasons may be, are not taking this virus seriously. I'm here to tell you they should. You can't argue with the numbers. The choice is yours. To put yourself and others at risk, or to do the right thing. Wash your hands, practice social distancing, wear a mask when out in public, and please, if you have any symptoms, stay home from work and get tested. Testing is free and locations are available throughout the city. To save lives and to get this community back to work again, it's going to take each of us doing our part. Stay safe and stay strong.
Hey, listeners, it's Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control. I'd like to welcome you to Exceptional Service and find out why your friends and neighbors think we're a five-star company. While you're going out of town for the holidays, let us take care of all the pests that survive the winter. We can take care of spiders, ants, roaches, crickets, everything in between, even termites. Yes, termites. Give us a call today at 388-0852. That's 388-0852. Or check us out on the web at inman-murphy.com.
Are you shopping for a new watch, an engagement ring, any kind of jewelry at all? What's up, Memphis? This is Jaren Jackson Jr. from the Grizzlies, encouraging you all to shop where I shop, Platinum Jewelers here in Memphis. Platinum Jewelers has a big selection of earrings, stockable rings, luxury watches, necklaces, bracelets, really whatever you need. They do custom jewelry and have two locations in the area. One is 545 Perkins Extended in East Memphis. The other is 9387 Poplar next to Fresh Market in Germantown. So if you need anything jewelry related, go to my spot, Platinum Jewelers.
Possibilities are all around us. Everywhere we look, we see opportunity in unexpected places. And when we share our knowledge, vision, and connections, we turn great ideas into action in communities all around the world that we call home. Like transforming an old bus to feed hungry children, or providing life-saving equipment to those who need it most. From fighting disease to rebuilding schools, together we can make real change happen. We're Rotary. We are people of action. Get involved today at...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.